Tomorrow, Detroit, a city that has struggled amid economic decline, hosts Super Bowl 40. Fans of the Seattle Seahawks and Pittsburgh Steelers will see there's a new look to downtown Detroit. There are clean streets, new businesses, and a sense of vibrancy. Quinn Kleinfelter of Detroit Public Radio reports city residents are wondering, will it last once the Super Bowl is over?
In the race to clean up Detroit for the Super Bowl, nothing was sacred, not even the city's landmarks. Some groups wanted to preserve this building from the bulldozers. It's the former headquarters of Motown Records, but the city wanted the lot for Super Bowl parking. It's a necessary trade-off, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick said in his recent inauguration address, because he says Detroit's future hinges on this single football game.
In truth, the game is not nearly as important as all the events that go on around the game. Those events will give us a platform to start changing the image of the city of Detroit around this nation and around this world. Only 12 cities in the history of the NFL have ever hosted a Super Bowl. This is our shot.
Ever since the NFL awarded Detroit the coveted Super Bowl in 2000, the city has spent millions of dollars burnishing Detroit's downtown storefronts and roadways. Even a few days before the big game, entrepreneurs were still working to turn long-abandoned buildings into upscale clubs for the glitterati. A dance floor goes up in the once-empty Manufacturers Bank building, now known as The Vault. REM Marketing Group leased and renovated the building to host four high-profile parties, including the first Super Bowl shindig ever held by Penthouse Magazine. REM President Rick Rackner says there's no better exposure for his company.
You know, the whole world turns to it. The celebrities, the athletes show up for it. All the parties are top-notch. I mean, these are not, you know, $100 parties. I mean, these are $500 to $2,000 per person parties.
Rackner sunk almost $1 million into the building and hopes to earn about double that over the weekend. But beyond that...
As of today, the venue will pull everything out of here, and the venue will go back to the way it was 4 or 5 months ago, sitting vacant. So we're basically doing all this work for four nights right now.
The Vault joins dozens of other instant clubs and entire downtown streets covered with heated tents filled with football fans. So far, the reviews are mostly good.
I love the city, man. It's great, except I can't find Greektown Casino.
Gary Thompson is just in from Baltimore, armed with an official Super Bowl XL football already half-filled with autographs. Thompson lived near Detroit a few years ago, but he says the current mix of Motown reviews and football carnival is a far cry from the blighted downtown he remembered.
It looks spruced up. I love the atmosphere. It's like Christmas, man. Yeah, it's like a Christmas type atmosphere, but for the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? It looks great. I love it.
A positive image, city officials argue, will equal greater investment, something Detroit badly needs. It has the highest unemployment rate of any big city in the nation other than hurricane-ravaged New Orleans. A few blocks from the football festivities, Detroiter Catherine Jones walks past roughly 70 new storefronts. About 50 of them are scheduled to disappear shortly after the final fan exits Ford Field. Jones wonders just how far-reaching the sheen of the Super Bowl will be.
Well, the Super Bowl is nice as it's coming, but what is this going to do for the neighborhood? Where's the money when it get finished with it? Is it going to trickle down into the neighborhood, or is it going to stay downtown in somebody's big pockets?
The mayor says that the city doesn't have a great image outside of Detroit, and this will make it better and more people will
want to... Well, then bring it to the neighborhood so my home and my neighborhood can improve. I like to see some niceness, too.
The NFL estimates the Super Bowl will pump $300 million into Metro Detroit. But some economists put the figure closer to $30 million. It's worth many more times that to city and civic officials if the Super Bowl helps the nation think of the Motor City as a shiny new model and not a junker slated for the scrapyard. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.